This is Voice Office Baby.
Greeting and warm wishes from Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth. I am Dr. Sri Lakshmi Devi, Professor and Head of Pharmacology. Today, I will share my knowledge on drug and substance abuse. When you can stop, you don't want to. And when you want to stop, you can't. That's addiction. The common drugs abused are hallucinogens, commonly called as psychomimetic agents. Others are cannabis, marijuana, cocaine, alcohol, and amphetamine. 141 million all over the globe consume cannabis. Next in the competition are the amphetamine and ecstasies with around 30 million consumers. Abuse of heroin and other opioids is less common when compared with other drugs and is taken by around 8 million people worldwide. Men are more common drug abusers when compared to women. Environmental impact in younger population, prisoners, street children are more subjected to drug abuse. The commonly used term drug dependence, drug abuse, and addiction has long elicited confusion among students. Dependence or physical dependence produced when there is a progressive pharmacological adaptation to the drug resulting in tolerance. A withdrawal syndrome ensues in which the adaptive responses are unopposed by the drug. The appearance of withdrawal symptoms is the cardinal sign of physical dependence. Addiction is produced by repeated drug use. Addiction leads progressively to compulsive, out-of-control drug use. Drugs of abuse fall into three basic categories. The first category, the depressants, like barbiturates and opioids. They cause CNS depression. The second category are the stimulants. These cause stimulation of the CNS, resulting in alertness and increased bursts of activity. They cause tachycardia, raised blood pressure, and behavioral changes such as agitation and impaired judgment. In severe cases, there may be delusional psychosis. The last group are the hallucinogens. These cause hallucination and an out-of-this-world feeling, a feeling of dissociation from oneself. Hallucinogens may cause distorted sensory perception, delusion, paranoia, and depression. Common examples of hallucinogens are ecstasy, mescaline, and LSD. The common cause of drug abuse among students are peer pressure and curiosity. The smallest step in the right direction ends up being the biggest step of your life. Students, beware. Beware of experiencing the heaven, but actually, it's a path to hell. A hallucinogen like LSD can cause permanent alternation of vision. It may increase the risk of trauma and cause infertility. It doesn't affect the self, but the entire family is mutilated. The family members are indirect victims of drug abuse.
This is Voice Office Baby.
Drug abusers are more prone to contact infectious disease like HIV due to needle sharing. Accidents and suicide are common among drug users. In India, the Narcotic Drug and Psychotropic Substance Act, NDPS Act, from 1985, works towards eradicating the fast-growing problem which has been known to consume nations like Mexico and even the United States of America. With the help of this act, and its further amendments as per the needs of the society. In 2001 and 2014, India has been very stringent on anti-drug petitions and has been persistent in punishments for drug trafficking and drug endorsement. India has enforced imprisonment for 6 months to 1 year for consumption of drugs like morphine, cocaine, and heroin. A valid method of screening for drug abuse in schools and colleges will reduce addiction and enhance early treatment. Tools like the Problem-Oriented Screening Instrument for Teenagers, POSIT, can be used, and it's available by the National Clearing House for Alcohol and Drug Abuse Information. The schools and institutions should conduct regular awareness program to prevent drug abuse among students. Parents can prevent abuse among children by following a four-step process. Step 1, communicate. Communicate to children about the risk of drug use and misuse. Step 2, listen to children. When they speak about peer pressure, and be supportive of their efforts to resist it. Step 3, set a good example. Children of parents who misuse drugs are at greater risk of drug addiction. The last step is strengthen the bond. A strong, stable bond between parent and children will reduce child's risk of using or misusing drugs. Students, the best way to prevent drug addiction is to say no to drugs. Thank you all. Stay safe.
You are listening to Voice of SBV.